NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast, Monday evening, March 16, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery, full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up.
Renewal Fuels Inc., RNWF, expands patent portfolio for Texatron TM and strengthens leadership as it develops commercial path for fusion energy technology. Renewal Fuels Inc. expands its patent portfolio for Texatron TM with 8 new applications covering reactor geometry and control systems. The company aims to generate revenue through energy partnerships as it progresses in fusion technology development. Andrew S. Mikulski joins as an independent director, while Sebastian A. Hoyos is appointed chief revenue officer. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
First data center in Europe using microgrid comes online. Europe has taken an important step in powering its fast-growing digital economy with the launch of the first data center in the region that operates using a microgrid. The new facility, located near Dublin, Ireland, is designed to run independently from the national electricity grid, providing a new solution to the rising energy demands of modern technology.
Pelican Acquisition Corporation is one to watch. Pelican Acquisition Corporation is set to merge with Greenland Exploration Limited and March GL Company, forming Greenland Energy Company, focused on energy development in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin. With potential for over 13 billion barrels of recoverable oil, the company aims to tap into the Arctic region's vast undiscovered resources. The merger is expected to finalize on March 17, 2026, creating a significant player in the energy sector.
As always, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading news wires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.